There's growing concern in Australia about the number of young men being drawn to fight into the bitter sectarian wars in Iraq and Syria. Security agencies are warning that some will come home radicalised, highly trained and determined to continue the battle here. That's added urgency to a push to increase the national security powers of police and the domestic and international spy agencies. The man whose job of making the case to change the law is George Brandis, the Attorney General.
What we want to do is make sure that the laws are written in such a way as to give the maximum protection to Australians so as to prevent the possibility of a terrorist act on Australian soil.
And you believe that is more urgent now than it has been in the past?
Well, it's something that has been a problem for Australia for a long time. After 9/11, the Howard government introduced very extensive changes to the Commonwealth Criminal Code, so a lot of the policy architecture or the legislative architecture is already in place. But that said, the problems created for Australia by returning jihadists from the Middle East make it necessary for us to ensure that the laws are as thorough as they can be. Now, in the last Parliament, the relevant parliamentary committee, the Joint Committee on Intelligence and Security, produced a bipartisan report which recommended a number of changes, in particular to the powers of the national security agencies. And the government will be introducing legislation in the week after next to give effect to those bipartisan recommendations.
Well, as you say, it was bipartisan. Its recommendations were unanimous and you were on that committee. So will the government follow the normal process and issue its response to the report before you move to change any laws?
Well, the government's response to this bipartisan report will be the legislation I introduce into the Senate.
Well, that legislation is usually preceded by a response from government which says which parts of the report it agrees to and which part it disagrees with.
Well, Chris, the report was in fact tabled during the life of the previous government. It wasn't responded to by it, but it will be responded to by this government by giving effect to the recommendations by legislation.
Now, will you then have an exposure draft for public consultation?
I will be introducing the bill in the week after next, and it will be subject to the ordinary processes of parliamentary debate.
It was said, and you were talking about that particular parliamentary report, there are a number of safeguards that were put in place to get unanimous recommendations, and one was that the National Security Legislation Monitor should look at this legislation. That can't happen now, can it, because you've abolished that position?
Well, in fact, the National Security Legislation Monitor, in his most recent report, made recommendations, a number of recommendations, which included recommendations to the effect of what the government is now moving on. So, in a sense, Mr. Walker, the National Security Legislation Monitor, has already considered this matter and given it his support.
But as I say, you were part of this committee, and the committee said that there should be exposure drafts of all legislation because these are complex areas of law. Until we see the detail, we can't know how they might work, and that does require some level of consultation, doesn't it?
Well, Chris, I don't know what more consultation we could have. This is we're giving effect to a bipartisan report. We're giving effect to proposals that have been looked at by the National Security Legislation Monitor and have been supported by him. We are subjecting the legislation to the ordinary processes of parliamentary debate.
But there were caveats in that report on the way that this should proceed, weren't there?
I was, and all of the caveats in that report have in substance been met. How more thorough can the government's response to a bipartisan report be than to brief the opposition on the legislation, to introduce it, and to subject it to the ordinary processes of parliamentary debate?
That's George Brandis, the Attorney-General, speaking to AM's Chris Shulman.